What's up, Bay Area? You're listening to a bonus interview from the Sights and Sounds show with Janae Darden. Bay Area geeks are going to come out in full force over Thanksgiving weekend. That's because Fan Expo San Francisco is returning to the Moscone Center November 28th to the 30th. There will be events related to comic books, gaming, horror, anime, sci-fi, and more. And of course, there'll be some major celebs there too, including the Bay Area's own Danny Glover, Henry Winkler, Edward James Olmos, Gillian Anderson from The X-Files, and Rainn Wilson from The Office. And you can listen to last week's episode of this show to hear my interview with Rainn. I recently spoke with Fan Expo's Vice President Andrew Moyes about what attendees can expect and how cons have evolved over the years. Andrew Moyes, welcome.
Thank you so much, Janae. It's great to be with you.
It's great to be with you too. And we're talking to you right now. You're in Toronto at the moment, but soon you will be here in the Bay Area in San Francisco for Fan Expo. And this is, I understand, your fourth year. Andrew, I've been going to all of them.
Oh, thank you so much for coming out. I mean, and supporting us. This is all about community. It's all about creating that fandom community. So I love hearing that people came that first year and then they've been coming back each year, because that's what this is all about. I mean, we talk about celebrities, we talk about panels and shopping and all these other things that you can do at the show. But ultimately, in my mind, this is about the community and it's about connecting with like-minded people that are passionate about pop culture.
Yeah, and I've met so many people there. I've met celebrities, I've met artists, I've met fans. Now, how long have you been with Fan Expo?
Oh my goodness. I mean, I started with Fan Expo over 10 years ago now. And that was back when we just started delivering a few shows here in Toronto. They're legacy shows. But since then, we now produce 18 of these pop culture events across North America. And again, what keeps me curious about this space is that the events are challenging, but also it's a huge responsibility to deliver the ultimate fan experience. And both myself and all of our teams that work behind the scenes to create these wonderful events for our fans really take that responsibility very seriously, because these are once in a lifetime opportunities. I mean, it's not every day that you get to meet Christopher Lloyd from Back to the Future. No. You know what I mean? So it's up to us to make that perfect and really exciting for everyone that's coming along.
Yeah, that's what's one of the amazing things about these kind of conventions is that you get to meet so many people that you've watched on screen or artists that you've read. And I've seen people get emotional at Fan Expo San Francisco because they met maybe like their favorite author or their favorite comic book artist. So you've been working for Fan Expo for, you said, 10 years. And again, these fan conventions, they're not just about comic books. I know back in the day, it's kind of how they started. And, you know, Fan Expo San Francisco has celebrities like Henry Winkler from Happy Days, Rainn Wilson, and Angela Kinsey from The Office. And I was thinking about, these are people that you associate with comic books. How has, you know, Fan Expo or just these cons evolved with the type of artists that are present at these events?
Yeah, totally. I mean, you're absolutely right. When this first all started out, it was more concentrated to Star Trek, Star Wars, sort of some more key central genres, which, you know, the sci-fi is still so important to this world of fandom, but it's broadened as the years have gone on and new fandoms have emerged too. And in order to stay ahead of the curve, we welcome and celebrate those fandoms. So now you see us celebrating gaming, horror, comics, and of course, anime. I mean, anime is a juggernaut. If, you know, everyone's familiar with K-pop Demon Hunters, which was like the number one show on Netflix for goodness knows how many weeks. And also I know in sort of my friendship circle, people that I didn't think knew what anime was are saying, oh, is anyone from K-pop Demon Hunters coming to the shows? You know that fandom is starting to cross boundaries. And I think that's what's happened. It's really broadened. Cosplay is a huge way that people celebrate their fandoms now too. So it's not as sort of focused or siloed. Now it's really broadened. And I think people have found that there's something for every one of these events.
Yeah, you know, I noticed as I'm getting older, I was like, oh, I don't see a whole lot of Batman, Superman costumes and Wonder Woman, I see all different types of characters, and I'm starting to learn more about anime too as well. So I think it's good too, because you learn a lot. You learn about what's new in pop culture if you're coming from a different generation.
Well, that's what we like to do to set our events apart. So Fan Expo is about the multi-genre. So you may come in a comic fan and you leave a fan of comics and anime, or you may come in as a sci-fi fan and you leave as a gaming and a sci-fi fan. Look at someone like Gillian Anderson. I mean, she's going to be there November 28 to 30 down at the Moscone Center. An extraordinary actor that has done, of course, the X-Files. But then you think about her work in The Crown and other films that she's done, other titles. I mean, that breadth also speaks to the audience that she's going to command, and the different types of people that are going to come to want to meet someone like her.
And a lot of local artists are at these events. And so can you talk about the importance of having local artists? I know that's a complaint for some people when it comes to these conventions. Like they're like, we want to go back to when it was smaller, or, you know, seeing more local artists, seeing more comic artists. And I do know there are some of those artists there. Like, you guys have some kind of artist alley. Can you talk about the importance of having those type of artists at this event?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's all about local. It is still the local Comic-Con. It is the local Fan Expo, and we have programs where we bring in local comic book shops because we want that fabric of the community to be there. Because the comic book shop is still a hub for fandom. That's where people go and they get their latest releases. That's where they go and get the newest thing that's coming onto the market now. And in a space where they can connect with other people that love fandom. We have an amazing artist alley. It's one of my favorite attractions at the event. Hundreds of individual artists that are either illustrators, or maybe they're writing a book, or maybe they're crafters and they do felting. You know, there's all sorts of unique, it's like a melting pot of creativity down in Artist Alley. And that is huge for them too, because they don't always get the platform or the shop front to come and meet with their customers. So it's awesome for them to be able to come and meet with their fans too and create new community and new customers. It's such an online world now that this is a really great opportunity for them to get in front of a lot of different people that may not come across their online profile. And I think, as you say, it is about learning. It's really important to have the up and comers. Often at these events, we have editors from Marvel and DC that are coming through, and I'm always thrilled to hear that, oh, we found this great artist in your artist alley, and we're talking to them about maybe coming and doing some work with us. You know, that's what happens at these events, and it's about having the very best, or not necessarily even the best, but those that are proven to be at the pinnacle of their career.
I really believe in supporting independent artists. So when I do go, I like to buy things from independent artists. And then you find things that you wouldn't find in a store, you know, because the artists are creating so many cool things. Anything else we can look forward to for this year's Fan Expo?
We have a really cool Anime After Dark activation that's happening on Friday and Saturday. And that's a whole lot of anime voice actors that actually aren't appearing during the day, but they're coming later in the evening. And there's going to be music and cocktails and really fun evening event. And also a return of an event called Comics Explosion. And it's kind of like an art battle comic style. So all the artists are in a circle and they're all creating the artwork. And you can grab a cocktail and wander around, see them creating the work. And then they actually auction those works off at the end of the evening. So I think this speaks to the fact that there's truly fandom morning till night at Fan Expo San Francisco. So super excited to see everyone.
All right, well, I will be there with my Star Trek uniform.
Well,
Live
I'll
long
be
and
there in like my show manager outfit, so we'll have to find each other and have a
Yes,
cosplay photo.
Andrew's the one with the real power. Andrew, thank you so much. Live long and prosper. Thank you.
Thank you, Janae.
That was Andrew Moyes, VP of Fan Expo. Fan Expo San Francisco returns to the Moscone Center November 28th to the 30th, which is Thanksgiving weekend.